Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing and the Word of the Week. I'm Pastor Rob Sowers, and our word this week is Image of God. According to the Citto version of Luther's Small Catechism, the image of God is defined as being like God in righteousness, holiness, and perfect knowledge. This is the way human beings were originally created, as Genesis 1, 26 and 27 tells us. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. And so the creation of man was unique. Of none of the other animals did God say that they were created in his image, only human beings. Now, this image of God doesn't mean that we somehow were created to look like God, because, of course, the Bible teaches us that God is spirit, and God, of course, is superior to human beings, so we're not exactly like God in having all of his abilities in that way. Again, that image of God has to do with that right knowledge of God, of who he is, and of having our will in perfect line with his will. We see that in the Garden of Eden. Before the fall into sin, there was a unity. There was a oneness between Adam and Eve and God. They knew God as their creator and as that Holy One who desired their eternal bliss. They had a perfect trust in their Heavenly Father. And so again, there's a perfect unity, a perfect relationship between Adam and Eve and God before the fall. Of course, this all changes at the fall. And while there are no passages in Scripture that specifically state that we have lost the image of God in the fall, it's very clearly taught. Notice the difference after the fall in that relationship between those first people and God the Father. Notice how that oneness and communion with God is lost. In Genesis 3:8 we read, "And they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden." Adam and Eve, of course, still knew that God was there, but now they no longer knew him as that one who desired their eternal bliss and happiness. This was the consequence of sin. That perfect knowledge and harmony that they had with God was ruined, and so the image of God was lost. Since the fall, we have all been conceived and born sinful. Romans 5:12 says, "Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned." And we see this already happening in Genesis 5:3 when Seth is born. "And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness after his image and named him Seth." Notice the distinction. Adam and Eve were created in the image of God. But now Seth is born in the image of Adam, because the image of God has been lost due to Adam's disobedience. The sad truth is that none of us are born in the image of God anymore. Instead of being born as God intended in perfect righteousness and holiness, we are born apart from God, disobedient and sinful. And in that natural state, we are without hope. But God in his mercy did not leave us without hope. He sent his son Jesus to save us from our sins and to restore our relationship with God. Romans 5:19 says, "For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous." Jesus lived the perfect life God demanded of Adam and Eve and that he demands of us. And then Jesus died on the cross to pay the price for your sins and mine and for the sins of the whole world. As Galatians 3:13 says, "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us." And by God's grace, his undeserved love for us, faith in Christ as our Savior is created through God's word and through baptism. That faith takes hold of the message of forgiveness and salvation. And faith in Christ as our Savior gives us that desire to live according to his will and plan. And so, in Christian faith, that image of God is restored. Colossians 3:10, then, tells believers that we have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created us. And Ephesians 4:24 likewise encourages us to put on that new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Through Christ, that image of God has been restored to us. Of course, while our pilgrimage on this earth continues, that old Adam will fight against the new man within us. It is not until we enter the heavenly mansions that we will possess the image of God without the tension and conflict of our sinful flesh. As 1 Corinthians 13:12 illustrates, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known." And so we thank God for restoring his image to us through Christ, and we look forward to that day when we'll be with him in heaven with that image fully restored. Thanks for listening.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.